Hello, how are you? Vegan Steven Music. Today we're going to talk about the philosophy behind live PAs, live mixers, alright? So, when you know, this is why is a live PA? PA, public service, and it like, when I, public announcements. So the situation I'm talking about is mostly a little live band, alright? It'll also get you through if, we'll just say a little live band. You're in a little band rehearsal or something like that. So your equipment is two big speakers and a little mixer, and you're probably thinking to yourself, I don't know what to do here. Alright, so it's a situation every musician will find themselves in at some stage. So once again, two speakers, it's alright, it's just one, and you have a little mixer there. Alright, so I'm just going to talk to you about, as I said, the philosophy, just what is it meant to do and what do you put in it and all the rest of it, because once you know what you're trying to do, it's very, very easy. It'll take, as opposed to if you were to learn every single knob and what it does and why you would use it and so on, we'd be here for a very, very long time, which is fine. I have a playlist available, Vegan Steven Music, everything you'd like to know, but we'll just get through it one little stage at a time. So you're in your little band rehearsal, studio, PA or whatever, or maybe there's a local bingo and there's a microphone there or something. Anyway, so you probably have something like a few microphones, some XLR leads. XLR lead is the lead which connects the microphone into the PA system, PA or mixer. So I may change, use different names, but it's all the same thing. It's a big like square box, and it has like four faders on it, which are like volume knobs. You choose how loud you want each channel with the fader knob. So easy peasy. So you have your sources going in, which is part of your microphones. So let's talk about why you would need a PA and all these things. All right. So normally in a band situation, you got a drummer. Very, very loud. Often because they just don't have any control and so on, and aren't very self-aware and so on of their own noise, which is fine. But as they progress, they'll often learn how to play it. As with singers, young singers often tend to think that the only way they can hit high notes is if they like scream them. They don't realise how to control their volume, which is an issue for all people learning to use their instrument, whether it's your voice or whatever it is. Alright, that's where compression comes in, which controls the dynamic range. Okay, so you're there with your drummer. Your drummer is very, very, very loud. Okay, next you might have a bass player. Bum 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 ba-dum, bum 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 bum. He's got a big speaker with him. His own speaker there. He's got his own bass amp. He's got his bass. He's going bum 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 bum. The sound from that is going down through the pickup into the amp and being turned up. Grand. So you don't really have to worry about the bass player, because he's very loud, isn't he? You can hear him all the way down the hallway. So your bass player is very, very loud. Your drummer is very, very loud. Start to get pains in your ears. So your drummer is very, very loud. Your bass player doesn't have to be loud. He can like turn it down on the volume. But often the drummer is so loud, the bass player ends up turning up really, really loud as well. And all you can hear is drums and bass. Okay. So next, we might have a keyboard. Now the keyboard is often plugged straight into the PA, because they often don't have a keyboard amp, which is like similar to a guitar amp, but it's full range, so it goes similar to a bass amp. It reproduces the low frequencies as well as the high frequencies. Okay, so your drums are very, very loud, brilliant. Your bass is loud, but if you tell them to turn down, you can. Often there's issues like you can't hear the bass only in certain parts of the room and so on, because of standing waves and all sorts of messing. My tip is stick it on a chair and tilt it towards the ceiling a bit. Same with guitar amps, I guess. So the bass player is grand. He has his own volume knob. The drummer is just going to be too loud, so no matter what happens, you're going to tell him to shut up. He's good control. If he has good control. Lovely. Often the internal mix within drummers are not right. For example, the snare drum might be very, very loud, and the bass drum might be really quiet, and the hi-hats are like deafening, but you can't hear the bass drum or something. That's just something to do with the own drummer's internal balance. It's often good for bass players to have a compressor there as well, to help with their internal balance. If they're... Sure, listen. Or a little overdrive will do the same thing. Okay, so your drummer is brilliant. Happy days, you don't have to worry about him. Your bass player is brilliant, you don't have to worry about him. Your guitar player is always going to be just turning it up and turning it up and turning it up. So, yeah. Alright, so... Grant, he's not really a problem either. So you might be thinking, gee, what do I need this big PA for? Well, first of all, you need it for your keyboards, if you have any keyboards. And then, your vocals. Alright, so what I'm trying to... I know I was beating around the bush here, but I'm just kind of assuming you don't know anything. So, the only thing you're really going to be putting in the PA system is your vocals. So if you have a singer there, or whatever, the voice is going to be going into the PA system. The only other thing that will be going into the PA system is possibly keyboard or synth. Nothing else goes in. The only reason you're going to put something in to the PA system that is not someone's voice, the singer's voice, or not a keyboard, is if it cannot be heard. So, if for some reason you have a tiny little guitar amp, you might put a microphone on it and then put that microphone into to the PA. Alright, a microphone is if it's like a singer's microphone. Sometimes if the bass player doesn't have a bass amp, they put the bass straight into the PA. Drums, generally, just keep it away from the PA. Sometimes, if you have a big PA system, you put the bass drum in. It depends on the size of the room, but just generally, if you have a little PA system, the only thing you put in it is the vocals. And if there's something else you can't hear, you put it in. So, a lot of people put everything through the PA, bass, guitar, all this stuff, which is great. But for most situations, you only need the lead vocal in, and that's it. So it's like a glorified vocal amp. Yeah. So you do all your mixing in the room and with like shouting at people. You say, the drummer, you gotta be quiet. Your cymbals are too loud. In this room, you just gotta turn the cymbals down in this room. And play the bass drum a little bit later. So you have to mix through conversation. The mixer itself doesn't really do fuck all, really. It's not really going to help you. So you really just need to have someone listen and just be like, right, what is too loud? Right, the bass is too loud here. Right, turn that down. And you do it on the amp. Alright, so this is great news for some people, because you might be like, man, I thought I needed a big fucking PA, and all I need is now is a keyboard amp to put my vocal through. So the vocal goes through the keyboard amp, and flipping, generally try not to do a guitar amp, because if you do a guitar amp, going through a guitar amp is more of an effect. What's them lads called? John Lennon sang through keyboard amp for effect to distort his vocal, and Strokes sang through guitar amps. It's a common like technique in pop recording, so. Or at least to send a double and use it as an effect. Okay. So the only reason, as I keep going back to it, the only reason you're going to be putting amp through the PA is if you can't hear it. And generally the first, go straight to the source and say to the guitarist, whatever, listen, you're too loud or not loud, turn it down or turn it up. Because That's it. That's it, really. Yeah, like if it's a big, massive room, we could be looking into micing up each thing. Yeah. All right, lovely. So, the when you're listening to a pub band or something, the thing you need to hear more than anything else is the voice. If you can't hear the voice, you're going to lose the audience and all the rest of it. So you got to make sure, you got to work backwards, all right? So normally the best way to do it is you have the singer singing and you put that as loud as you possibly can. So your singer is on max volume or whatever, wailing away, lovely. And then you work backwards from there. So you have your drummer, you say to your drummer, right, you get going then. But everyone else has to be way below the singer. Because I'm sure you'll know this just from being around. You'll go into a pub or something and you hear the band go, but you can never hear the fucking singer. Because normally what happens is we go, right, we'll put everything through the PA and then you can't hear the singer. So the simplest way to do it, most cost effective and all the rest of it, is one microphone just for the singer, grand. If you need to put a keyboard in, do that as well. And that's it. Yeah, that keeps everything very simple. So you just have your singers singing in, microphones, and that's it. So let's say you need one microphone for the singer and one other microphone for like a backup singer, and you need one lead to stick the keyboard into the PA system. So that's it, that's all you need. The PA system is just like a mixer and the two speakers. So how this often works is the PA system itself is comprised of a mixer which allows you to adjust the volume of each individual track. So you might have four tracks on it. So you're going to be like, right, two singers, brilliant. And then I've got one keyboard, that's my third track. So I've one left, and that's going to be maybe the CD player for in between songs or something. Press play during that. And there you are. That's it. Everything's really done by ear and has to be ready before it gets there, unfortunately. It's all about the band, really. It's the PA system can't really help you at all. So, yeah. But as I said, try to reverse engineer it. Get your vocals done first. And then get the drummer to actually listen so that his internal volume is right. And then everyone else can build off that. Right, bass, you start bringing yourself in. Grand, that's grand. Let's see you there. Guitar next, grand. And you got to make sure that all their pedals and shit are the same volumes, more or less. For all the songs, like all the guitar pedals are fucking winked up and whatever. Grand! So, sometimes, if you're very lucky, you'll have monitors. So what monitors do, the speakers, there's a thing called feedback. So how that works is, a loop can happen between the microphone, which is a magnet, and the speaker, which is a magnet. So it starts to, the sound gets picked up by the microphone, by the speaker, and just keeps going around the loop. It goes down the microphone, out to the speaker, down the microphone, and then you hear this thing out. And then you might hear, and that's the end of the old speakers. You'd have a limiter built in, or else everyone run. You'll see the sound engineer running with a pint in his hand. No! Slow motion, grab for the fader, pull it down before the PA explodes. That's where a live limiter might be handy. In small situations, you're going to have two little speakers. In bigger situations, you might have sub bins, they're called, which take out the bass frequencies, mid and then tweeters. So your speakers, each speaker is divided into three as opposed to just one box, which would have the two individual speakers in it. The woofer and the tweeter, if you will. The woofer takes care of the mid-range, tweeter takes care of the high, and subwoofer or bins take care of the The low frequencies. Alright. So all you have to worry about is the vocals. Don't, if there's anything like EQ or any fancy stuff like delay effects, just turn them all off. Turn everything off. Just get the volume of the vocals in. Vocalists are generally not very good at staying at the same volume, so it can be a very good idea to have a compressor. There's often a one button compressor, like, oh, I don't want compressing this channel, bang, on the vocal. Because you gotta tell the singer to keep that microphone in their mouth at all times, it's just good for feedback and stuff. Alright, so how you avoid this ground loop of the feedback going round between the microphone and the speaker? You've all heard feedback and pull-ups, there's a lot of screaming noise. That starts off like, whatever, yeah, everyone puts their hands over their ears. So how they stop that is they put the microphone behind the speakers, so that way the sound of the speaker is being pushed out in the opposite direction to the microphone. Now, that is a problem because the singer can't hear themselves because they're standing behind the microphone, okay? So to combat this, you normally have the speakers right beside the singer, but not... the singer goes right up to the speakers, but still doesn't go, like, just a foot behind it or whatever. That normally sorts it out, and they keep the microphone close, and it's all fine. To combat this problem, you probably won't have this, unless it's the PA system's built into the pub or wherever you are, and that is monitors. And all monitors are is they're the exact same speakers, but they point at the band. They point the opposite way. So the singer might not be able to hear themselves, and they'll be pointing at their ears and pointing at the sky, and that means to turn up the singer. There's a weird thing for anyone who's played live in that you can't hear a thing when you're playing live. You can only hear yourself sometimes if there's no monitors on the stage. Often in budget venues and stuff, there's no... The band just cannot hear themselves at all. So it's a bit terrifying the first few times you play live and stuff. Unless there's these monitors, which are speakers pointed back at the band on stage, called monitor mix. Alright, and they're not as loud as the big speakers going out. They're more like little speakers so that the band can hear themselves and all that good stuff. Alright. So, little other things. Alright, so the power button is nearly always at the back. Grand. So hit that. Whoop. There's two wires coming out the back. There's the power supply and the mixer. Oh yeah, sorry. So there's the mixer, right? And there's the speakers, and we've talked about them. I know it's all very, very complicated, but this is just... I just brush past this every so often. Alright, so it's the mixer, which actually does the volume and all that stuff, each individual track. We talked about that. You got four channels or whatever. Two vocals, keyboard, and a CD player. Alright, everything's turned off. All the EQs just turned off and disabled, because you don't need any of that. We're just doing... All we're doing, really, is just turn up the vocals, and we're going to have to verbally instruct the band how loud they can be by just saying turn down your amp there and making sure your vocals are loudest by a good bit. Alright, so you got your sources coming in, everything's going grand. So with the small, yeah, okay. So you got your mixer, lovely. Now just underneath the mixer, it's often built into it, is the amplifier. And what the amplifier does, it's the heaviest part of the mixer or PA. It may often be a separate thing. It turns up, you get your low volume, maybe CD player line volume or whatever. So say as loud as a CD player or your iPhone or something. Coming out of the mixer. And what needs to happen now is, the volume needs to be turned up so much that it can get these speakers to move in and out very, very fast. And so it needs a lot of energy. So how we do that is we have the output of the mixer is going into the power amp. So, but it's a bit confusing, and so just because often the power amp is built into the mixer, you'd never even realize it's there. If you'll know, because the mixer is super heavy. If it's very heavy, the power amp is built in, because it's just like fucking magnets wrap. What was it? Those transformers are like they're heavy. They're heavy. All right. So it goes into the power amp. And depending on what the wattage is, it'll, you know, you have different size speakers, as you can imagine, different wattage for different size rooms. So if you're just practicing with your friends or whatever, just two little speakers will probably do you, because you're just getting out, just the singer. You could even put the singer in his own fucking jet. Often the singer just gets put through a spare guitar amp or something, so it doesn't sound great, but it saves forking out for a whole PA thing. Because if, yeah. Some people use like an all-in-one kind of mixer PA, which would just be like a big keyboard amp with two inputs. So you put your singer in one input and your, I don't know, acoustic guitar or something in there. Oh yeah, acoustic guitars have to go in the PA. Acoustic guitars are a big problem just because of the low end, the boominess, so. Apart from that, they're grand. Just that low E will get you. Yeah, lovely. So there's, I think that's all the basics done, really. So your microphones go in. You have a volume control there for that on the PA. You only have to worry about the faders. Right, two speakers, a mixer, a power amp. Sometimes that is called like a PA system when you have all those things involved. And some leads. Lovely. All right, so I think that's all you need for the live thing. Sometimes there's, you don't need to know this, there's like, it'll say FX, and you turn up the FX knob on the specific channel you're on. If you're on channel 1 and 2, you only want the reverb on channel 1 or 2, you turn up the effects knob on that channel, and it'll more than likely introduce some reverb. And your singer will probably need a lot of it, if they're a pop singer, so not good, but throwing shade there. Less is more anyway, with reverb, always. So that's if you want reverb, it'd be under effects. Your microphone goes in the microphone input, and the keyboard goes into the instrument input. That would be written as INT. As I said, there's so many buttons on a mixer and potential options that would just fry your brain. But what I said to you is the main thing. All you're trying to do is, it's just there for sound reinforcement, is the term used. Sound reinforcement. So if something needs to be turned up, it can be heard and it can compete with the drummer. But because of the psychology, often what happens is the drummer goes, or just generally, they just go, oh, this is brilliant. And then they keep, that means they play even louder. And they keep turning, and then once the drummer's up, the guitarist's like, oh, hang on, I can't. And then everyone's looking at the sound guy being like, here, we can't hear the singer, what's going on, man? And the sound engineer says, well, like, it's done, but you guys are after turning up now, and the sound system cannot go any louder. And then there's a row between sound engineer and all the stuff, the audience come in and go, oh, why can't we hear the singer? And they've got a shit sound engineer tonight, man. It's a shit sound engineer. So the sound engineer doesn't matter. In a lot of these situations, often the sound engineer is just someone who doesn't really know what they're doing in general. Just because of just whoever's around often ends up doing it. So just make sure you can hear the vocals, but vocals are the loudest thing, and everyone has to be able to hear the vocal and play lower than the vocal. There you are. Because of the PA often can't compete with a drummer. So, and it can't often compete. If you have a guitarist with a big stack, it can't really compete with that very often. So just let the vocals lead the way, and everyone else get in line underneath that. That's generally for all the musics. any other little nap things. I think that's not, your poor brain, if you got all that into you, fair play to you. Just philosophy, if you're just confused about everything I just said, just make sure the vocals are loud. And then have that done. And then keep telling everyone, can't hear the vocals, vocals are most important. Now a lot of people will be saying, oh no, I like this, blah, blah. Hard and fast rule. There you go. People love hearing the vocals.
Right.
Over and out. And singers are shy and keep saying, oh no, turn me down. And they keep moving the mic away from their face and you have to be like, oh, I can't fucking hear it. And so a lot of it is psychology, and it's often very little to do with the bloody PA system at all. It's just like psychology of the singer being like, oh no, I'm nervous, I'm not sure I want to sing this part. And they sing off the mic for that, or I'll sing real low for that. And people are like, the PA wasn't loud enough. It's not the PA, it's the fucking singer. And singers as well, just the more you do it, the more you practice, the more loud you'll be able to be across the board, the more control you have. And yeah, and if you don't know what you're doing, just get someone who you think is good at listening to music or something. Just stand out there in the crowd or wherever people are and just say, just have a listen there. And they'll say, right, turn the bass up or something. And you do that. You'll know someone who's like, listens to music or something. I don't know. Alright, all the best. Have a great day. You can do it. Over and out.